Live. Catch the broadcast on kaya959.co.za.
I was scrolling Instagram a few days ago and then stumbled across this video.
Bega, this is Woolworths and this is tilapia. So, is this particular fish from our farm? I saw it 2 years ago, January 12, 2023. We said we're building a business. We're going to take it from zero to a million and we're giving ourselves 24 months. Today is 2 days before January 12, 2025, exactly 2 years. You've been with us when we started by a simple hole in a backyard. You've seen us come together as a stock fell to put in some work in the farm. You saw us build a whole processing plant in KSM. You saw us fumble at making vors. But you also saw us perfect it. You've seen us have our first customer, and you've seen us reach our target, a million in sales, by getting big clients who are buying in bulk. And we went from these little fish to now this, farmed in a backyard in Soweto. Is this tilapia from Woolworths our fish? Not yet, but in 2025, we are going to be knocking on these doors.
Bega! Oh, man. What a phenomenal story, right? And if you're not familiar with it, I strongly encourage you to join us in this conversation, but also support the entrepreneurs as the founder of Z2B Stockfell and Aquaponics. If you don't know about aquaponics, imagine just ensuring that you have a diverse and very vibrant opportunity to purchase fish from your local township, Soweto specifically. These are entrepreneurs who not only club their funds together, but their innovative solutions have journeyed and transformed their model in order to make sure that they can receive the growth that they desire. They've got big dreams ahead of them, and we're certainly hoping that one day when we speak to them again, they'll be on our shelves selling meat and, of course, fish that will be easily available for us as consumers. I'm joined in studio by the founder of Z2B Stockfell and Aquaponics, Banele Reo. Such a pleasure to have you, sir.
It is a pleasure to be here, Kaya.
Oh,
it feels like home. I was here last year and the year before.
Yes.
I love being here.
I'm so glad that you're here. Literally, Kaya, and you have such a beautiful story, Banele. When we did further research on your organization, this started off as a stock fell. You've always been an entrepreneur at heart, though, and the growth has been in line with the targets that you've put for yourself. Of but course. For those who aren't familiar with aquaponics and what you do, take us a few years back.
All right. I'll take you, let's say, 4 years.
Yes.
I started 4 years. All right. So, Kamalamo Bani, let's start there. And I'm a Soweto native through and through. So, 4 years ago, at the start of the pandemic, right, I had the opportunity to write a book. Because we had a lot of time, remember? We had a lot of time. And at the time, I was very active on social media. And a lot of people were asking me to actually write a book. So I decided, okay, fine. Let me give people what they want. I wrote the book. The book is called Noma Yini, The Mentality You Need Before You Start Any Business. So that book is inspired by the challenges that we currently have in Malokshini, where we see young people, particularly young black men, right, who are falling trap to drug abuse.
Yep.
Hence the Noma Yini, because that's usually what they say. Where it means anything.
Yeah, right? Noma Yini, Bozaya.
Noma Yini, yes, just anything. But so I took that and I wanted to educate a business, which is what I do, right? I wanted to educate on business. However, I wanted to write it in a language and in a tone that is very relatable, where I can also sneak in the issue of drug abuse. Because what's the point of talking to young people and saying, start businesses? This is what you need to do to start a business. However, you're not dealing with the mental challenges that they're having. And one of those is drug abuse. And a lot of people don't understand ukuthi drug abuse ibuya phi kahle kahle. It's akusungu umuntu ukuthi usile or they were just experimenting, as a lot of us think. No, it comes from, isn't just fun, about depression.
Yes. Right?
So when it depression, more big depression ibuya phi, and then you start looking at socioeconomic issues like unemployment, when someone now starts feeling despondent and then they start taking drugs, and then you will never convert that person into an entrepreneur because they're already gone.
I hear you.
So my angle was, let's talk about
addictions. And it's not just drugs. There's alcohol addictions. There's a lot more others. But let's talk about those. And then when we address those, then we can talk business.
Yes.
Yeah. Well, so I wrote the book. And then 2 years later, I figured out what is the best way to show that a book works. I asked myself, I'm like, why don't you actually start a business and take it from zero and take it to a million? Because that's a target, right? I just thought of a target. I was like, okay, let's make it high. Let's make it a million. And then I said, if I show you, this is post COVID.
Now,
everyone is feeling depressed. Everyone, a lot of people lost their jobs.
Yeah.
And I'm thinking, okay, look, here's a book that can navigate, help you navigate. But actually, let me do it. Let me show you that what I'm talking about, the book, I can do it. I can literally do it. And that's what I did. I said, let's start a business. Let's give ourselves 2 years.
And let's be clear on how you did this.
Yes.
You
I went
coupled
with
a few. Exactly. Yeah. So and a stock film, essentially.
Yeah, before the stock film. I actually created a video, right? I created a video, and which is a very scary and nervous-wracking experience. I mean, you're putting yourself out there, which is what I advise Vele, every entrepreneur to do. You should be able to put yourself out there and say, I'm going to start something, right? And that's a very...
Because the accountability
stage.
Is high.
It's high. But when you say... When you say, I'm going to start something, and then you're going to say, and you say, I want X amount. That's goal setting.
Yeah.
And then when you say, we're going to do it in X days, in X months, right? That's another goal setting. Now, if you say that in public, do you understand, Uti, what my world would be today had I failed?
Oh, exactly.
It means I couldn't. I couldn't fail. There was no way for me to fail. I had to make sure. And this is something that... even young entrepreneurs can do with their friends and their family. Tell them what you want to achieve and then go for it. So now, in 2 years ago, I set out a goal and said, we're going to start a business. I don't know what the business is going to be. Remember, noma yini, anything, right?
Noma yini,
yeah. And then I asked the community, right? I said, what should we start? And then a lot of people... commented with ideas. Abanye, they said renewable energy. There was a lot. And some gentlemen said aquaponics. I'm like, okay, I don't know what aquaponics. What is aquaponics? And then they started explaining what aquaponics is. I'm like, okay, cool. All right. So what do you feel? Community, I asked the community, what do you think? And then they say, yeah, well, sounds interesting. Let's do it. And then we then started a stock fill. Because the question is, which is the conversation that you were having with the Raise Corp.
Yes.
How are we going to fund it? Funding is very important. So we're not going to go to banks. I mean, this is just an idea. So it's only fair which when we get there, Bazoti, okay, we hear your idea, but where are you going to do this? So where to?
Risk. Proof of concept. Have you done this
concept,
before?
All of these things. So I said, okay, what is the one form of funding that has always been available for Abantu is a stock fair. It's the one form that has always been there for our people. So let's do it. But let's do it in a new way where we say, let's create a stock fair that can build a business that can become profitable and then benefit Abantu. Our people, I feel, Ogutin, they want the dignity of ownership. They want to participate. And I feel like in as much as we see a lot of entrepreneurs coming up in singular form, those entrepreneurs can tell you how difficult that is to go into entrepreneurship alone. And we are Africans. Literally, Ubuntu is our core. You don't have to do anything we want as an African.
True.
You do not have... We're talking about scholar transport right now. That in itself... is a concept of Ubuntu and togetherness and a collective.
Yeah.
So why not do it in how we produce food?
Exactly.
So in the last 2 years, we then went on to build a farm in Soweto, and we are farming in tilapia right there. We'll talk about that. And then we also built a processing plant, a Kaya Sand, which... The strategic part of building that is understanding which we're going to take some time to actually educate our people about the tilapia and fish. We understand that. So we're not going to wait for the fish to grow, and then we come to the market and say, hey, here's our fish.
Yeah.
Because it's going to, it's obola.
Exactly.
You know, so now we needed to then create a business that from that business, we sell you what you're familiar with. We sell you chicken, we sell you beef. And when you are familiar with it, you're familiar with us and buying from us, and we have your data now, right?
Yes.
It's easy for us to say, hey, you know, there's this package that we have in Amarashieni, in Nguku, in this, and there's fish in there.
Mm-hmm.
So now our fish is moving before even someone can, what is tilapia and whatnot? And
exactly.
Then they get to experience it. So that is our strategy. And that's what we've been doing in the last 2 years.
What I love about the story is, my goodness, you've taken us into the mindset of entrepreneurship, yeah. Which is so important, because so often people think, ah, no, it's either you're born and you have this thing or you don't. But what you're teaching us is that it's actually a mindset shift.
Correct.
Identifying opportunities that might exist within your environment and being open to exploring other opportunities and then putting in the work
100%.
To actually make it happen. And I'm keen to understand, in the circles that you're in, you speak and influence a lot of entrepreneurs. You're very vocal about your story. And I want us also to be honest about some of the hardships that you tend to encounter. You're dealing with food. There's compliance. There's regulation. Even with the money and the capital that you have,
Our
typical concept of a stock fail is that and those are typically challenges that you might have to contend with. So how have you navigated those hurdles?
When it comes to challenges, one of the things that I realized very early on that could be the greatest weapon that I can employ in terms of navigating is transparency.
Mm-hmm.
So from the onset, I said to my Stockfile members, this is what's going to happen. We are collecting, this is how much we're collecting. Every month, I'm going to report on how much we've collected, how much we've used, on what.
Yes.
And then quarterly, we're going to do the same thing. And annually, we're going to do the same thing. And you need to understand, this is not a savings. So we're not saving and watching the money.
Mm-hmm.
It's going into a business. And in most cases, business, they always take a what is called a J curve.
Yes.
So which means, we're going to use a lot of money, right? And then we're going to wait until we come up, right? So this is where we are. We're in the J now. Because in the last year, we've been building the farm, right? So it's building and trying out. Because remember, we are farming in Soweto.
Yes.
So now it means that Soweto itself has its own subclimate, right? So if someone tells you, Uti, this is how you farm tilapia, and then your family in Soweto is a different story.
Right.
So we had to go through our failures and successes. But again, transparency.
Yes.
Speak to our people. Look, this thing is going to take years, right? That's what we're going to. But what I understand and what I fully appreciate with our members is that it's for them, it's not about the money, right? It's not about the money. For them is being part of something that is so important and that matters and that can potentially become a business that you will one day look at and say, I am glad that I'm part of this thing that comes from Soweto and we're taking it to the world.
Exactly.
That's the feeling that they get. So my role in most cases, right, is to, I said this at a class in Gibbs, right? So I was invited to have a talk with Gibbs, and then this one lady, right? I said in the room, I said, I'm the least qualified person in every room that I am, especially when it comes to our business, right? And then she was annoyed, she was upset, yeah, and then she thought what I needed, like a pep talk of some sort. Which, no, you don't talk like that. You know, you're putting yourself down. I'm like, no, you don't understand the concept of it. The concept is that I always try and work with the people that are experts in it. The gentleman that does our fish in a protea, right? He is the South African national sportsman in fishing. That's what he does. Like, he thinks fish, he dreams fish. That's what he does.
I hear you.
Yeah, I understand. And then you do that in every facet. When we talk logistics, you look for someone who is passionate about logistics.
Yes.
So that's the kind of formula that we're working with. But you know what it opens up to? It opens up to, it's not only just this thing about a tilapia or a catfish that mm-hmm. we... No, it's not. It's about all the businesses that now get to plug in. Because you get, then there's accounting services, there's legal services, there's graphic design, there's marketing. All of these, they then plug in. Which means when you see me do a video, you are not seeing the hundreds of people that are supporting as a stock fell and their families. You're not seeing the professional team that is surrounding me and advising me. Okay, we can do that, we can't do that. Yeah, but so yeah, when I'm open, I mean, when I'm acting, you want, can't you know, I'm handing you one.
Exactly.
It's banning at every point. So I represent that collective.
What I appreciate about this, it goes back to what our previous guest also yes. said, every investor wants to be part of a story to tell.
100%.
And that's exactly who your Stockfell members are. You're
correct.
Tapping into industry expertise that you don't have to feel overwhelmed with the pressure of being great in logistics and even fishery or aquaponics, because
correct.
There are people who are in those realms and in those spaces. And
correct.
Maybe let's talk the numbers, because yeah. what I appreciate about you is that there's a human aspect to how you're doing business.
Yes, yes.
Not only in terms of the mindset of those yeah. that you want to influence, but also the households that you're also maintaining.
Yes.
So
yes.
if we talk numbers and the kind of scale and professionalism of people yeah. who are involved, Nibangaki.
On the Stockfell, I think there's about 300 of us as a Stockfell, right? And then in terms of the professional team that supports me, I can say there's probably about 8 people that mm-hmm. are professionals. So like they're getting paid for their services, mm-hmm. right? And then you'd have our guys at the farm, which is Sylvester, my favorite person.
Oh, wow. Shout Sylvester, out to Sylvester.
Yes, Mama Tunsha, yeah. And he works with two people, right? And then at Kaya Sands, then we'll have 3 people. So those are the numbers that we are currently working with. And you also asked about the compliance. Hey, let me not miss that opportunity. One of the great things that I've I always felt to it was sort of used against Abantu Bethu to go into anywhere is compliance. It can be used in nefariously by some people and organizations. Let's just be 100%. However, luckily enough, we are always we understand that if we are going to go into something that is food, 100%. Even if you feel political, I'm a compliance in. But if it's food, you have to comply. So
yeah,
government
safety.
Came and we did apply, and then we're given our certificate. Which, yeah, it's fine. You can farm and do your thing with tilapia. Because remember, it's invasive.
Yes.
It's invasive species, so we have to be
It's unique to the western part of Africa, right? The first time
yes.
I had tilapia was actually in Ghana. So
see
that you're selling
I'm
excited.
Yeah, like Sub-Sahara. It's even called the democratic fish. Because of its
school us on this
one. Because of its affordability and accessibility. Yeah, so it's a democratic fish because it's for everyone.
I see what you mean.
Exactly. So, but it's invasive with ours. So we make sure we do get the right paperwork.
Mm-hmm.
To actually farm it. So now what I'm really interested in, which is where the video comes from, is to approach your major retailers.
Yes.
We want to ask, okay, what do you want us to do? What is it? What kind of paper do we need? What kind of, because we do have the funds to actually improve our facility.
Because scale
anything.
Is the one thing that I know the big retailers typically want.
Correct. Like, we can do it. It's just a matter of when. Remember, we are Stockfell. Remember. So it's not like they're going to say, you're gonna need X amount of fish.
Yeah.
And then we say we can't, we have to go to the bank and borrow the money. No, we don't have to.
Mm-hmm.
Right? We don't have to. We just need to speak to our members, which okay, let's put in our little cents.
Yes.
How much? And so we can improve whatever it is that they need to improve. Now, our main thing is we've taken ourselves from ideation, right? And we created, here's a startup.
Yes.
Right? And then we created the systems. and we decided on the business, and we got the professionals involved. The only thing that's left now is someone to say, this is how we can open up the market for you. So we did 90%.
So scale and access to markets is what you're
100%
looking for.
100% access to market, that's what you want now.
So
that's all.
Banele, I love this. I wish people could see me in studio. It's just been like absorbing so much information because you have a beautiful brain. And I think that I'm lucky enough to witness it with a lot of people that we interview. But there's just something special about the story that you're sharing because it ticks all the boxes that we typically talk about when it comes to trying to get entrepreneurs to do their thing. We've stretched for time, but I definitely want us just to focus on, you've set the target, you've set the bar.
Yeah.
Maybe this is your new addition to your social media video. But in the next 2 years, as you said, 2025, you're tapping into markets, retailers.
Yeah.
Where are we? What do we need? As you said, you're looking for people to share that information. Yes. But what other goals do you have in place?
100%. 100%. Right now, your thing is, that's what we're doing. And this is the time where we actually sell. We're not building anything, we are selling.
Okay.
This is the time that we're focusing on. And then, what I've also got was in terms of our growth plans was, we need to look at the fact that we are, as a Stokvel, we've realized, we are actually a sustainability business. What that means, we partnered with Sylvester and we did this project and we're still going on and it's functional.
Mm-hmm.
So what if someone comes and says, let's talk a business like in recycling? We can't do that.
Got the skills, the capacity, the capital?
No, we can find.
Because you've shown that you can build a concept from the ground up.
We can find a person who says, Mina, I am in recycling and blah, 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 and then we can rock with you. So that's where we are. Ogomanje is a matter of selling. I'm not going to beat about the bush. We've done all the work that needs to be done on the back end.
Yeah.
Now it's a matter of these restaurants that are listening to come to us. Our government is listening. There are so many opportunities for our homes that need nutrient-rich meat.
Yes.
And this is cheaper than chicken. It's cheaper than hake.
Yeah.
It's a Soweto. What more do you need?
Sick to lover.
BaneleReo.co.za. That's my website. And BaneleReo on all social media platforms.
Fantastic. And the book, is it available for people to read? I'm going to indulge in this.
Yes, the book is available on social media platforms and on BaneleReo.co.za.
Fantastic.
Yeah, the book is really brilliant for someone who's dealing also with a challenge of a person who's affected by drugs, the family also. Those are the people that I also give attention to in the book.
100%. We all know someone in that position.
And it's the most difficult.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah. Banele, this is not the end of your journey. Onwards and upwards. We hope that Woolworths, Shoprite, all the major retailers are listening, because that's the major target, as you said.
100%.
And of course, that many more South Africans will be able to buy. In particular, when it comes to the butchery that you have, is it to be food and beverage?
Yes. The website, Lapo, is z2bfoodbev.co.za. That's when you can place some orders for your red meat, poultry, and such.
There's a story behind the force. Banele, before you go, this has been an amazing conversation. I know it's not the last. Onwards and upwards, and we're looking forward to hearing an update from you. To you, Sylvester, and everybody else that is behind the team, this is for you. This doesn't have to be boring. A big thank you to Banele Reo, who is the founder of Z2B Stokvel and Aquaponics. And as you've heard, really intriguing when you're not only able to hear the story of businesses, but also understand the mindset, the mentality, but the level of community and social impact that can also be derived by being commercially driven.
If you missed it live, catch the broadcast on kaya959.co.za.